It's our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with head coach Blaine Forsythe, who's able to navigate some tricky waters of injuries and get a win to snap a losing streak here over Newton 45-32. Coach, obviously Jenna wanted to play tonight, got out of the game early, and that clearly took some momentum away, some wind out of your sails. Your girls battled through that, overcame some early back-and-forth action, were able to build at one point a 14 or 15-point lead, and are able to hang on for a really tough victory. You're missing two top players. It showed tonight, and the girls showed a lot of gumption just to be able to go out there and fight and get a win that you really wanted to reset after all those losses.
Yeah, you know, really proud of our girls to bounce back. Thought we had a great two days of practice after Southeast Polk, and our girls were really locked in. And yeah, unfortunately, Jenna and Katie weren't able to go tonight for the entire game, but we had a lot of different girls step up. We were able to kind of get to the things that we wanted to get to, and it was a physical game, and I thought our girls responded well to that. You know, and we made enough plays kind of there in the first half, and then late in the third quarter, we had a really good run to end that third quarter and, you know, create some separations and then, you know, just kind of hang on there in the fourth quarter.
Well, no one's going to feel sorry for you on the other side of the floor in the sense of you're missing those two players, but it showed. The offensive flow wasn't quite there. Not necessarily in the way it has been with some of those careless turnovers that we've seen, especially against those really strong teams, but just an inability to maybe find where you were on the floor. And what was it like working through that with the girls, knowing that you were going pretty deep on the bench and a lot of girls are playing a lot more minutes than they're accustomed to?
Yeah, you know, that's the blessing of playing so many girls. We've, you know, all of them have been in different games and in big games and stepped up in different ways. So they've played varsity minutes, but we're all still learning. And it kind of goes back to the beginning of the season where it's a new role. And, again, a lot of different girls stepped up in those situations. And it does. It takes us out of the flow offensively just a little bit, just positions-wise. There's a lot of times we had about four girls that were 5'5 and under. But they kept battling. And, you know, I thought we played a really good defensive game. And Coach Bell had an adjustment with our press there at halftime. And I thought it, you know, created a little bit of confusion and gave them a little different look that they weren't really ready for.
Well, and that was the good news especially, right, is that your defense, which has already been keeping you in a lot of games, really kept you in this one. And that's going to be critical, especially since it seems like Jenna and Katie are going to probably miss some time here to be able to navigate that. And defensively, that's the good news. It's just maybe now the next step for some of these young players is learning how to turn that defense into more offense.
Yeah, you know, we might be undersized in a couple games, but we know we're going to battle and the girls are going to fight on the defensive end. And we know as you get to this point in the season, it's going to come from our defense. You know, and credit to Newton, they've done a great job defensively. They held DCG to, you know, it was like 45 points or something. They played Indianola really tough on the defensive end, just some low scoring, grinded out kind of games. And that's what postseason basketball is all about. So great win for our girls. Great to be on the winning side after that really tough stretch we had.
Here with Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee following a win over Newton here to end the week. And we're to that time where these wins really right now, not that they didn't count before, but you were able to stay in the rankings despite all the losses, in part because you were playing such a tough schedule. And now you've got some games in front of you to win to make sure that you can get that first round bye and have a chance at least at a home game to go to state. And the road doesn't get much easier coming up on Tuesday with Deja Foster and an Oskaloosa team coach that you had to go to overtime with at their gym.
Yeah, you know, Deja is a great player, and it's just a tough matchup. She does a great job on the block. So just trying to throw some different looks at her, make sure we take care of the basketball on the offensive end and really value the basketball and our shot selection and the passes that we're making. So, you know, we're going to enjoy this one, but just like always, get to the film over the weekend and have a good game plan on Monday for another home game, conference game, tough game on Tuesday.
And again, with it being the postseason looming, you've got four games left on your resume, basically, to try and improve your standing or at least maintain your standing here in the rankings. And not that the girls are probably thinking about that, but as a coaching staff, I'm sure, starting to creep in your head, hey, these are games that we really want to win to make sure we have the best possible path to get to Wells Fargo Arena in a few weeks.
Yeah, you know, just continuing to tell our girls it's that mindset of our best is yet to come. Continue to build on the challenges and the good things that have happened this year so that we can put together our best 32 minutes as we get here in the next couple weeks. And I'm confident that our girls will do that. They're locked in. They're practicing well. They're sticking together. And when those things happen, it gives you a chance. And We're really excited for what's to come.
Pella girls up to 12-6, 5-3 in the conference. Oskaloosa coming up Tuesday. Trevor and Brian will have the call here on Pella Dutch Live. Blaine, appreciate your time and all the best to you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Andrew. Really appreciate it.
That's Pella head coach Blaine Forsyth.